So today we're going to talk about how they feel, and how Chinese people actually feel is represented by certain Chinese terms that are difficult to translate into English. And the main one that we as foreigners, especially we as foreign managers leading Chinese employees, is we cause them to feel wei qu. So we're going to understand, we're going to analyze what that means, and we're going to try to understand how we can prevent our counterparts from having these feelings that often have adverse effects later on down the road. So in chapter 7 of the Chinese honeymoon period, the entire chapter focuses on how Chinese people feel, and it's encapsulated by this word, wei qu. And so we want to try to analyze what is the meaning, the practical meaning of this term, and how can we be more empathetic or culturally aware when we cause these so-called wei qu feelings. All right, so the practical definition that I've come up with, and this is basically understanding and talking with different people who have this feeling and really trying to figure out what is the best way to come up with a practical definition for our Western readers or our Western audience. Okay, so wei qu is the repressed feelings of injustice, unfairness, and grievance that cannot be conveyed to those who caused it. It is a feeling, it is feeling wronged by someone in a position of authority. Okay, so if you're in a position of authority, then you have the highest, if you're in a position of authority, you have the highest likelihood to cause someone to feel wei qu. Okay, so as we always do in these Guanxi practice sessions, we're going to look at some of the key words in this definition, because we all know that the words that we think in English and try to translate always don't convey the proper meaning that we want in the Chinese cultural context. All right, so the first one is repressed. Okay, so what would be the Chinese translation of repressed? Okay, so the Chinese translation might be ya po, and that's almost like you're putting pressure and you're forcing somebody to do something. It describes this feeling of immense pressure to do something that you don't want to do. So sometimes that's translated as repressed. But I think the feeling that we want to convey probably is more closely translated as ya yi, which means to stifle and to suppress or repress somebody emotionally. Okay, so that is kind of what's going on when somebody feels wei qu, right? The other key component of the Chinese meaning of wei qu is unfairness. Okay, of course, we talked about this earlier. Even the definition of fairness is a Chinese cultural dichotomy with the West. It is very difficult for foreigners and Chinese people to agree on what's fair or even come up with a common definition of what's fair, so it might even be measurable. So, but we're going to try to translate what we mean by unfair into Chinese to try to help us convey the proper meaning, when the situation comes up. So one of the things that there's always, dozens and dozens of different ways to translate the same word. So context is what's important. But here, it might be translated as qi bu ping, okay? Qi bu ping, when you put that qi in front of bu ping is the literal translation of unfair, but qi means angry. So the unfairness is causing anger, and that is probably what's happening in the Chinese emotions when they feel 委屈. It's like 气不平. All right? It could also be 亏待. Okay? 亏待 means to be treated unfairly as a literal translation, but it expresses the feeling that you're entitled or you are owed something that you rightfully should attain, but you did not acquire or get. And usually that might be in reference to if you are in a position of authority and you did not give someone a promotion or a raise, then they may feel 亏待了. Okay. This more accurately conveys the meaning that Chinese people feel in this kind of practical definition of 委屈. All right? And then the other key word is, well, it's feeling wronged. Okay. Feeling some kind of injustice. But it's not just, and obviously when you feel something is unjust, it comes from a position of authority or someone in a position of authority. And in a hierarchical, bureaucratic, single-party system such as China, these feelings are actually quite common, all right? For Chinese authorities, there generally are no repercussions. But if you're a foreigner that causes some of these injustices, then there will likely be repercussions, which is why we as foreigners operating, working, leading in China, we have to be very aware of these feelings that our Chinese counterparts or employees or partners have. Now, to feel wronged, this word might be translated into 可恶. So 可恶 isn't a direct translation of wronged, but it's the feeling of when you feel that you've been wronged by something, someone else or something else. And 可恶 is a very repulsive, very vile, and very hateful sentiment towards a situation that happened, okay? It also could be directed towards a person who actually caused that situation, and the word is 可恶, all right? It could also be 焦虑, okay? So we're going to analyze this word and 委屈 in the next segment. But 焦虑, I've seen some newspaper articles, obviously written in English, talk about behaviors of Chinese people, and they actually, I've seen them try to translate this word. And this word is very hard to translate. It's kind of the translation from the Chinese English Online Dictionary. This is Chinese people translating this word. They translate it as a neurosis and anxiety as kind of the main ideas behind this word, okay? So as an American or as a Westerner, 焦虑 is quite common in the Chinese emotional lexicon, but it's actually an emotion that doesn't really exist even in Western culture, okay? And what do I mean by that? It means that neurosis is what Western psychologists or psychiatrists would classify as kind of like a functional disorder, this feeling of anxiety, of you know, obsessional thoughts, compulsive acts, physical complaints. And it's basically excessive anxiety and indecision and a degree of social and interpersonal maladjustment. And when I work with people who feel that, I see all of these psychiatric components actually coming through. But for Chinese people, it's kind of like a normal emotion to feel 焦虑. But for most Westerners, it's actually a functional disorder. That's how different we interpret these behaviors. Okay, so in China, it's normal to have 焦虑 feelings. in the West, when people feel like that, we need to send them to a psychiatrist. So that's just the contrast in how we view these different emotions when we try to become more empathetic with our Chinese counterparts. All right, so let's look at this kind of in a more practical context, and let's try to contrast what the difference is, how they may be caused, and what are some measures we can do to actually prevent these negative feelings where if we're operating in China, we could eventually experience some type of backlash. All right, so Wei Chu would be feeling wronged caused directly by someone in a position of authority. Okay, so what does that mean directly? That means you could cause someone to feel Wei Chu with your words and your actions. Okay, and probably the way to avoid words, unintentional words and actions causing that is to have more cultural awareness and understanding of how Chinese people feel. All right. Jiao Lu, on the other hand, is anxiety that's influenced indirectly. Okay, so it's not something that you necessarily cause someone directly. It's more something that you have influence over that indirectly causes this kind of neurosis or anxiety by a perceived unfairness or injustice. All right, so what does that mean? That means it's caused by another's raise or promotion, as an example. So you have two people reporting directly to you. You decide to promote one of them. Okay. Well, the other one will almost assuredly feel jealous, even if they know they're not as a high performance caliber person as the other one. There will be this perception of unequalness or unfairness because they were once both at the same level. And if you lead people in China, you're going to experience this a lot. And if you lead a team of people, when you promote one, generally somebody else will leave or quit or resign. All right. So to understand these in the proper cultural context requires cultural awareness. And to be able to avoid indirectly causing someone to feel this anxiety or jiaolu. Well, you probably can't prevent it altogether, but there are additional actions and gestures you can make to minimize the negative effects or the ramifications. And of course, that requires greater empathy. And of course, empathy and cultural awareness aren't things that we can teach and we can just say, you need to develop this or you need to understand that. These are all things that you accumulate over time. And you do that by focusing your attention on the causality of people's behavior rather than judging them for their behavior or criticizing them for the behavior. And that's really the only way to actually achieve what you want, which is better cooperation, better outcomes, fewer complaints, and greater maybe the word is synergy with your Chinese partners and colleagues and employees. All right. So that is the end of this section. And we're probably... I